well, I am in a tight spot. And that's your responsibility, Gary, because you named me relator. And you named me relator to that man. And I have here this small paper on which I took some notes. And I don't know, I don't know which specific matter or topic I am going to comment, because there are 20. And so, if I comment one, I will be totally incomplete. If I comment 20, I will be totally confused. I will just enumerate some of the topics that, for in my opinion, were interesting. And as you are such a brilliant organizer, I propose you to organize the next 20 conferences of IEEE in order to try to study all those topics. And of course, you should invite Ian, because he is the first responsible of all the matter. So, one topic which is very interesting is to consider the difference between the scale description and the time description. That's very important, because in our societies we are great specialists for scale description, but we are generally totally ignorant about time description. Kenneth Boulding, many years ago, spoke about the subject. But it must be still much research. We do not understand time, and we do not understand how we function in time. And this is why we are such colossal fabricants of colossal messes. The second point is ecology a transdiscipline? Yes, for sure. But thereafter, I would like to introduce my own view of what a transdiscipline is. Because, of course, ecology is a transdiscipline. But what is a transdiscipline? Then, about the time dimension, you said, and you are absolutely right, that technique changes our social organization constantly. Of course, you are right. And you were right to say it. But nobody has really a deep consciousness of this. In this room, practically nothing that is surrounding us did exist 50 years ago. All are new technical products. The only topic, the only element in this room which are not new, are ourselves. And we do not understand many times how to react to all this. I was, the day before yesterday, I traveled 10 hours in an airplane, and I was wandering. So in 10 hours I can go from the southern tip of South America to Mexico. That's marvelous. But then I remember it. I am old enough to have been in Europe during the Second World War, and I remember that at that time airplanes were not such a nice thing, because they were throwing bombs. So the problem is our misadaptation to a technical evolution. This is one. That's another point. A third point is, I am just going to ask you a question. You spoke at one moment about education. What is education? Is it the transference of knowledge? Or is it teaching the art of living? Or both? We generally confuse education with transmission of knowledge. And in this way, we have a colossal blind spot about education of behavior, personal behavior, biological behavior, ecological behavior, social behavior, economical behavior, etc., 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 and also our own behavior as member of a family, a group, a society, and the species, and the relation between the humankind and this planet. Another point is thermodynamics. there is much to say about thermodynamics. What you said was quite a new angle for me. I have another angle, which is, I should say, the Prigozhin angle. But thermodynamics should be much deepened for to perfect our understanding of what we are doing, and what we are not doing, and what will happen if we follow doing the things like we are doing it now. Then you describe the continuous loop of understanding. This reminded me of Stafford Beer and his famous model, the world we manage. That is to say, anything we do changes the situation. So we must have a permanent cybernetical loop about studying how the situation is changing. Otherwise, we will commit the mistake to believe that we are solving problems. Bela Banati once said that you cannot solve any problem. You only can manage it. Because if you think that you are solving a problem, you leave the matter resting, and while you think the matter is resting, it's preparing you a new disaster. So we must constantly review and remake our models. Well, you also tell that models without a narrative is dangerous. Of course, and this is maybe one of the deepest roots of the problem we have with science. Because we make scientific models, which are correct in scientific terms. Yes, but what do they mean in practical when we apply them? And so, before finishing with this, I would like to make a statement about interdisciplinary, multidisciplinarity, intransdisciplinarity. I am a maniacal with terminology. This is why I make dictionaries and encyclopedias. Because I think we are completely, we are deeply prejudiced about our own terminology. First, in the first sense, that we believe always that what we think about the meaning of this word is the correct meaning, because it is our meaning. On the other hand, other ideas, but how do we compare what you mean with this term and what I mean? And if we believe equivocally that we understand the same meaning, when meanings really are different, we are also in victory. So, the only information I had about Timothy's paper was a short summary that this should be by the email. And I was thinking, what is it meant? That fellow is going to speak about transdisciplinarity. Uh-huh. What is transdisciplinarity? Then I jotted down the following observations. Three definitions with short comments about interdisciplinarity. Interdisciplinarity, for me, is an integrative relationship between two disciplines. Two. Interdisciplinarity is less embracing than multidisciplinarity and should not be confused with systemic transdisciplinarity. Examples, astrophysics. Example, biochemistry. Of course, the matter may become somewhat complicated. Biogeography, for example, is possibly already too complex to be amenable to interdisciplinarity, as it includes botanics, climatology, edaphology, parasitism, pedology, symbiosis, zoology, etc., etc., etc. So what? Let us see. Multidisciplinarity. It is, in my opinion, again, a collective study by many specialized experts of some different aspects of a complex project, problem, or issue. Examples. the control of fruits in the basin of a river. Other example, the planning of a new railroad system. This is the problem of the high velocity railway system, which is a building in Europe. Many problems of many types. So what happens in this kind of situation? Well, many representatives of many practitioners of many different disciplines get around the table. And everyone is presenting his view on his specific view along the concept of his own discipline about the matter. And generally, in Castellano here again. Jargon, yes, in his own jargon. And the other I listed was. And then each of them is coming to do exactly the same thing that he criticizing in the fellow who is speaking at that moment. And so we get a kind of what I call Babel in one language. That is to say, all are speaking, let me say, English or Spanish. English, let me say. But all are not understanding, none of them is completely or even partially understandable for the others. So you have Babel in the same language. And then let me finish with transdisciplinarity. This, in my opinion, the general characteristic of cybernetic and systemic concepts, methods, and models, which provides specialists with a meta-language for the better and integrated study in common of complex situations or issues. Examples? Examples of concepts? The feedback. Regulation, recursivity, natural, gross, bullying, dynamic stability, canon, power loss, hacking, stress, saving. All these concepts are applicable in many, many, many different situations, in many, many different specialties. Methods, like methods. And examples are trans-level hypotheses described by James Wheeler, systems dynamics described by Forrester, and more generally speaking, every kind of heuristics. And finally, models. We have a lot of models which are also applicable to many, many different disciplines. Fractals, underworld, fuzzy sets, graphs, hypercycles, IGN, networks, etc., etc. So if we can construct a transdisciplinary language, we will have the tool to communicate in a really important and new way between all us, which all of us are in some way specialists. That's what I see. That's my opinion and my way to say transdisciplinary. And I did something about it because I tried to collect all the transdisciplinary concepts, models in my Spanish dictionary and my English encyclopedia. Okay, that's it. Thank you.